You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Collaborative,
part of the community.
The next idea.
When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
In an era when it seems much of the country is in a face-off over race, from Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter, you're left wondering, how do we talk about race, even change attitudes about race? Our latest contributor to The Next Idea is trying a new idea in Downriver, Wayne County, a new race canvas effort, white people talking to white people about race. Rebecca Gray is with Michigan United. They're using this new canvassing strategy to get white voters to think about race and racism. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Well, this is really good old-fashioned door-to-door canvassing, isn't it? But you're using a really interesting strategy of white voters to talk to other white voters about race. Where'd you get this idea?
So this is part of a project that has been devised by the national group People's Action, of which Michigan United is an affiliate, in order to develop a decades-long strategy to move white people on the issue of race.
And why is it important having someone knocking at the door who is white to talk to other white voters?
We made that decision based on the assumption that white voters will be more candid with other white people.
What's the goal? What's the arc of the conversation that you hope that your volunteers will have as they knock on doors downriver?
Sort of two answers to that. The project itself, the goal is to develop an idea of what are the most effective ways to talk with white people about race. The individual conversations that we're having, we are putting forth as the goal the ability of us as the white canvassers to take a minute to share our stories of when we first started to see structural racism as something that impacted our friends and loved ones.
In trying to open eyes to structural racism, what are we trying to get past?
So white people receive a lot of coded messages about race. And the structures that perpetuate racism are generally hidden from white people. So we're working to open up a space so that we can reflect on that and think about how those institutions that we have are still affecting people on the basis of race, and begin to see more of that.
So let's say I'm a downriver homeowner. I hear a knock at my door. I go to my door. What is the first question I might be asked?
So we start every conversation with the question, how do you feel in conversations when race comes up?
Which you hope would lead to what?
So we want people to have a chance to express themselves. We found that there's a real willingness and eagerness to talk, that white people don't have enough space to talk candidly about how we are affected by race, how we see race affecting the world. And so we want people to feel comfortable sharing their perspective.
What about that choice of downriver? Why downriver?
So as I mentioned, white people receive a lot of coded messages. And in particular, those messages are aimed at working class white folks. And downriver is a large population of working class white people. And so we want to connect with that demographic.
And I understand your canvassers are going to use something called an anti-script. What does that mean?
So if anyone has done canvassing, they've probably used a script which tells you exactly what to say, when to say it, and you're not supposed to deviate from the script. This does not connect to people on a deep level. So we've developed an anti-script that starts with this sort of open-ended question. Mm-hmm. We ask various follow-up questions to get deeper into people's experiences and often have really wonderful, personal, reflective conversations, stories that people may not have told in years. And then we also have a chance to tell our story. And then we wrap up with a survey.
Now, have you done this yourself, Rebecca? Have you gone out door to door?
Oh, yeah. I go out every time.
All right. Give me an idea of something that was really a surprise, that really, a knock on the door that really led you to an aha moment.
So the most interesting thing that I have found so far is that there is sort of a universal sentiment among white people that our systems are failing children of color, in particular with the proximity to Detroit, black children. And there is at the same time a view that black adults are failing our system. And so when I hear that, I hear this real disconnect based around this idea that somehow magically at 18, people will become entirely different people than they were when they were children. And I think that a lot of the follow-up questions that I ask are around reflecting on this idea, because it's not consistent with the way human developmental psychology works. Really, the fact that people can see that our systems are failing our children of color, I'm working often to have people reflect on what that means for those adults as well.
And what kind of life path it might set those children on. Now, will you be continuing this canvassing after the election? I'm just interested if this might be an ongoing – clearly this issue is going nowhere after Election Day. Might this be something that Michigan United would want to continue?
So this will be something that we continue for decades. And we will assess, based on what we found during this project, how we will move forward.
And ultimately, what are you hoping, all of you at Michigan United, hoping will come from this project, from this canvassing project?
We are working towards growing that base of volunteers who are excited to have these conversations and to develop real recommendations for people around the country who are experimenting with this work right now about how to structure conversations effectively.
And then the ultimate payoff being?
The ability to build a larger movement that is multiracial across the state of Michigan to transform our economic and political system so that it works for all of us.
Tear down some walls.
Exactly.
You can learn more about the many activities of Michigan United by going to miunited.org. Rebecca Gray is with Michigan United. Thank you so much for being with us, Rebecca.
Thank you, Cindy.
Support for the next idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.